Every time I start to get a little too big for my britches, I get knocked back down. My ship rights itself with a cosmic smackdown. Twice when going into landfall, the security guard asked if I was a service person. I'm not exactly sure what he meant, but I do not think he was implying that I was an escort service person. Last year, I bought a new dress to wear to my mother-in-law's 95th birthday party. All night, I sashayed around, thinking that next to the birthday girl, I was the belle of the ball and had it going on. Apparently not, because my mother called me first thing in the morning and told me that she would pay me $200 to never wear that dress again. Once I was in the ABC store and presented my credit card to the salesperson, and he asked for my ID. I delusionally thought I was being carded. Since this is the radio and you don't have the opportunity to see me, which is precisely why I like the radio, I'm 47 years old, a bit gray, and more frumpy than not. If I wasn't overweight, I would certainly have lots of wrinkles. Of course, I couldn't just let this go on and have my own little private glee, so I giddily assured the salesperson that I was certainly of age, and he said, "Oh, I know that. I just have to make sure that the credit card isn't stolen." Whenever I take a trip, I try to pick up a little something unique as a memento. Last summer, my husband and I went to China. One of the places we visited was Xi'an, home of the great terracotta warriors, one of the great wonders of the world. In 1974, these life-size statues were accidentally discovered by a farmer buried in the field out in the middle of nowhere. The statues are funerary art, buried to protect the first emperor in the afterlife. There were thousands of these statues. I was mesmerized and just had to have one. Not a real one, of course, but a life-size replica. I was so tickled with myself. I envisioned where it would be placed in our home, the titillating dinner party conversations that would be had because of my unique vision and artistic use of historic memorabilia. I waited months and paid more than I'll ever admit, but it finally arrived, shipping crate and all, and I was pure tea full of myself, proud as a peacock. We carefully placed him, declared his name to be Chin, and called all of our friends to come over and admire our new treasure. I dropped Chin's name in conversation at every possible opportunity and would decorate him with various hats and seasonal paraphernalia. Months went by and I was shopping in Durham at South Point with my daughter, and guess what? Chin has friends. P.F. Chang is chock-a-block full of terracotta warriors. I realized Chin is the Chinese equivalent to Ronald McDonald.